Okay, so Om Gana Timiranda Shah Garanjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Miditam Yenatas Mai Shigurvena Mahap. So we'll continue with the seminar on the Ramayana and the active participation and plays on the Ramayana. So today we're going to have more fun. Yesterday, I wanted to comment on one thing. I was very impressed with the skill of the actors. Particularly, I was frightened when I saw the envy of Mantura. Where's Brindavan? Is she here now? No, she's not here yet. So she played Mantura. Well, I could actually see how dangerous envy is in this world. And how it is also like a disease that you can catch.
You
understand? Like a contagious disease. Contagious disease means like a disease that if you have and you come near someone else, you can give it to someone else.
So this mantra,
she approached Kaikeyi, who was the wife of Dasarath. And Kaikeyi was not envious in the beginning, but by the association of mantra, she became extremely envious. So what does that mean for us?
We have to avoid association with envious people.
Important lesson. Each and every one of these pastimes has a lesson.
Svaka od ovih zabava ima lekciju.
Avoid lust, anger, greed, and association with those who are under lust, anger,
koji su pod utjecajem požude, zavisti i pohlepe.
So today we have a lot of things to cover.
Danas nas čeka puno toga.
Probably today or tomorrow,
danas ili sutra
we'll finish this aspect of the course,
ovaj
and I wanted to get on to the other
seminar,
course, which is very important for the devotees. The other course I'm going to teach in this time slot is how to teach almost anything to almost anyone,
or
how to give a Bhagavatam class, how to make a devotee,
or
how to convince someone to become a devotee, even if they don't want to be a devotee.
Čak i ako oni to ne žele.
So that's perhaps the most important thing.
To je možda najvažnija stvar koju ćemo raditi.
Either beginning tomorrow or the next day.
Ili sutra ili prekosutra. Vidjet ćemo koliko daleko ćemo danas stići.
So what I hope to do today was continue with the narration of Lord Rama's pastimes, and then whenever there is a nice place to do a play.
Gospodine Ramachandre, kada će biti neko dobro mjesto za predstavu,
to
ćemo zastati.
The last part of yesterday's presentation we were talking about, who? Does anyone remember?
Posljednje prezentacije, jučer smo govorili o čemu, sjećali se netko? Kako je Rama?
No, there was one personality we were speaking about.
Govorili smo o jednoj osobi na kraju.
Ravana too, yeah. Ravana and Hanuman.
O Ravani i Hanumanu.
So, tomorrow we're going to show you a dance, a Hanuman dance.
Pokazati Hanumanov ples.
There's a specific mudra for those of you who know Bharatanatyam. There's a Hanuman mudra.
Bharatanatyam postoji Hanuman mudra. Ona izgleda ovako.
Put one fist here.
Jedna pesnica sa strane strane, možete iskušati.
One fist here, another fist there, and curl your arms like that.
That
mudra is called in Bharatanatyam.
Ova mudra u Bharatanatyamu se zove muštika.
Does anyone know Hindi here?
Zna li netko Hindi ovdje?
Yeah, what does muštika mean?
Što znači muštika?
It means the fist.
Znači pesnica.
It literally means the fist in Hindi.
Znači,
because it goes back to a story when Hanuman was entering
Lanka,
and the guardian of Lanka was called Lankini.
Lankini.
That's easy to remember, isn't it? The guardian of Lanka was Lankini.
On je bio
and she
Lankini.
Said, you're not going to come here, Hanuman. You're not going to enter. Hanuman was
Hanuman
very small
nećeš
at that time.
Hanuman je u to vrijeme bio jako mali.
And she tried to stop him, tried to hit him, he was able to avoid being hit. And he said, I have something for you, a present
imam
for
nešto
you.
Za tebe, imam jedan poklon za tebe.
And she said, what?
Ona rekla, što?
And he said, muštika.
Ona rekao, muštiku.
Right? And she was all bloody, anyway.
Bila sva krvava.
So you find that one interesting story thing about the Ramayana.
Zanimljiva stvar o Ramayanu
is that there is lady demons as well as men demons.
Isto tako demonice kao i demoni.
And Hanuman and Ram,
Hanuman
they're equal
Rama,
to men and women demons. They're not chauvinistic.
Nisu šovinisti, oni se jednako pode prema i muškim i ženskim demonima.
Actually, the first demon killed
prvi
by
demon
Lord Ram,
je gospodin Rama ubio,
was a lady.
Bila je žena.
Did you know that?
Jesu li to znali?
First demon.
Prvi demon.
That's her name was Tadaka.
Njezino ime bilo je Tataka.
Hey, Guru Bhakti, how'd you get here?
Odakle ti, Guru Bhakti?
When did you get here? Oh, I didn't see you.
Nije vidio, ona je došla prije.
So, anyway, so... the first demon was a lady. Her name was Tataka.
Dakle, prvi demon bila je žena, Tataka.
Lord Ram equally killed lady demons and men demons.
Ubio demonice I demone.
He was not discriminating that
way. Nije pravio razlike među njima.
Okay, so before we continue the narration, there's just two more stories I'd like to tell about Hanuman, and we can have a play of these stories. Just write these down.
Hanumanu.
It's very interesting.
I napravit ćemo predstavu o tome, pa si možete to I zapisati. Jako su zanimljive.
That one story, and we can do the same Hanuman can do both stories.
Isti Hanuman može biti za dvije priče. Treba nam
Sita and Hanuman for this particular
I
play.
I Hanuman za
ovu predstavu. Write down what happened. First of all, when you see Hanuman deities,
kad vidite božanstva Hanumana,
Hanuman usually has red all over his body. Has anyone seen Hanuman deities here?
Crvenilo
red all over his body.
On je crven.
That deity doesn't have red all over his
body. Ovo božanstvo ovdje
but there's
nema
a reason for that.
Crvenilo, ali postoji razlog
and it's a very interesting story we're going to see in the play in a second.
Toga, I vidjet ćemo je uskoro u predstavi.
Is that one day Hanuman wanted something to eat.
Hanuman želio nešto pojesti.
And he went to Sita Devi and he said,
Mataji,
please give me some fruit.
Molim te, daj mi neko voće.
She said, just wait a second, I'm getting dressed.
Malo, baš se oblačim.
I'm decorating myself.
Ukrašavam
putting
se.
My jewelry on. Just
stavljam
wait, Hanuman.
Svoj nakit. Samo pričekaj malo.
And as she was decorating herself,
I kako se ona ukrašavala,
she was putting the reddish
stavljala je
powder in her hair.
Crveni,
you know how the ladies do?
Crveni puder u svojoj kosi.
I don't know if they do here, but.
Ne znam je li to žene rade ovdje.
But in India they do. They put the reddish powder, kumkum.
Stave kumkum u kosu.
And he said, "What is that?"
On je rekao, "Što je to?"
Why are you putting that red stuff in your hair, Sita Devi?
Zašto stavljaš to crveno, tu
crvenu
stvar u svoju kosu?
Because she didn't use it when she was in Lanka.
Ona to nije koristila kad je bila u Lanki.
And she said,
"If
a wife does this,
ako žena učini ovo,
it makes her husband's life." Very, very auspicious.
Život njezinog muža
very auspicious
postaje
thing.
Jako, jako povoljen.
Actually, originally, that reddish thing
izvorno, ta
that the ladies put in the hair, that was blood originally.
Žene stavljaju u kosu, to je zapravo
it wasn't
bila,
kumkum.
Tradicionalno bila krv, nije bila kumkuma.
And the reason they did that
razlog tome
is because when the husbands won them at the Svayamvara ceremony,
kada bi muževi osvojili na ceremoniji
there was blood
Svayamvare,
from the enemies, and they put the blood
oni bi stavljali krv od neprijatelja na njihovu
there.
Glavu. Zato
isn't that romantic?
Zar nije to romantično?
It is. It actually is quite romantic.
To stvari jako romantično.
The wife will remember that
žena se sjeća
she was won in a fight.
Da je bila osvojena u borbi.
And she was like the trophy.
I da je u stvari ona trofej.
The trophy, you understand? Like you were in the World
Kao
Cup, you get a little trophy.
Kao kad osvojite svjetsko prvenstvo, onda dobijete taj
anyway,
mali
pokal, so
trofej.
She was putting this in her hair and Hanuman asked and she explained.
I Hanuman ju pitao I ona je objasnila.
And then Hanuman went away.
I onda je Hanuman
and she
pobjegao.
Finished and she went out.
Kad je završila I izašla.
And she said to Hanuman.
I rekla je
Hanumanu. Come on, I'll give you some
dođi,
prasadam. She couldn't find Hanuman. Where is Hanuman? Where is Hanuman?
Nije mogla naći Hanumana. Gdje je Hanuman?
And she looked and she looked and she looked.
Tražila ga I tražila I tražila.
And she couldn't find Hanuman.
Ali ga nije mogla pronaći.
And finally, she saw like a red ball of fur there in the corner.
Crveno, crveno zdjelo puno.
And she said, "What is that?" And he said, "I'm Hanuman."
I on je rekao, ja sam Hanuman.
And Hanuman, she said, "What? What did you do to yourself?"
A ona pitala, što si učinio? On je rekao,
"That I put this red dye all over my body because if it's good for Lord Rama,
tijelu, zato što je to dobro
and a little bit of the hair
Ramu.
It should be put all over the body."
Ne treba se staviti samo na mali dio kose,
so that's why he has this reddish powder all over his body.
Zato
so we're going to do that play in a second.
Crveni prah. I
how's that?
Ćemo uskoro vidjeti tu predstavu.
We're not going to use the reddish powder.
Nećemo koristiti crveni prah.
And the second story of Hanuman and Sita.
I druga priča o Hanumanu I Siti.
Is that Hanuman? Was given by Sita Devi some pearls
Sita Devi
as a present.
Je Hanumanu dala, neke bisere.
And Hanuman was eating the pearls.
A Hanuman ih je jeo.
And breaking the pearls.
I slamao ih.
And the devotees, they said to Hanuman,
a bhakti su rekli
how can
Hanumanu,
you do this?
Kako možeš
what sort
raditi?
Of love
kako je to
for Sita and Ram do you have?
Za Sita I Ramu.
And Hanuman said,
a Hanuman je odgovorio,
I will show you how much love I have. And he opened up his chest. And inside,
ljubav,
he tore open his chest.
Grudi,
inside was Sita Ram
I unutra su bili
and
Lakshman.
And Hanuman was also there.
I naravno, Hanuman. Hanuman isto bio tamo.
So we're going to have that play. Who wants to be Hanuman?
Ko želi biti Hanuman?
Small Hanuman. Okay.
Mali Hanuman.
Okay. You want to be Hanuman? Okay. Come on. So we're going to see what this looks like in real life.
Vidjet ćemo kako to izgleda u stvarnosti.
So remember, you're Hanuman. You're a monkey.
Ti si Hanuman, majmun.
But you're an intelligent monkey.
Ti si inteligentan majmun.
And who's Sita?
Tko će biti Sita?
Who wants to be Sita? You want to be Sita? Get over there. All right. Okay, so you remember the story?
Sjećate se priče?
You got some red dye? You got some red powder or something?
Ima neki puder pa ću je koristiti.
Okay, so you remember the story?
Sjeća se priče?
Okay, so Hanuman wants some food. Come on.
Hanuman želi neko nešto za poni.
Haribol.
Crveni prah po čitavom svojem tijelu.
All right, I think that's enough for Hanuman. And then one more thing about Hanuman I just want to talk about. That does anyone know why Hanuman is called Hanuman?
Zna li netko zašto se Hanuman zove Hanuman?
Besides the devotees who speak Hindi.
Osim onih bhakta koji govore
There's
Hindi.
Two reasons.
Postoje dva razloga.
Nobody knows?
Nitko ne zna.
That's one reason, because his chin
jedan razlog, jer
was broken by Indra. I told the story yesterday by the
thunderbolt. Bradu.
But there's another reason
o tome,
that none of you know.
Sa Munjom. Postoji jedan razlog koji nitko od
Should
vas
I tell you
ne
the story?
Zna. Da vam ispričam priču?
You haven't read this story, I
niste
guarantee.
Pročitali tu priču, sigurno niste.
So, the reason, another reason he's called Hanuman, actually, was that once upon a time, after the whole story of the Ramayana, Lord Ramchandra did his pastimes.
Kada je završila, kada je gospodin Ramachandra završio svoje zabave,
Hanuman wrote the Ramayana down.
Hanuman je zapisao Ramayanu.
On stone, he used his nails.
Na kamenu i on
je
koristio svoje nokte.
Did you read the story before?
No. I zapisao je Ramayanu.
That's good. Always like to tell new stories nobody's
heard. Uvijek volim pričati nove priče koje nitko nije čuo.
He wrote the whole Ramayana down
zapisao je cijelu
using
Ramayanu,
his nails on stone.
Koristeći svoje nokte.
And he was in the Himalayas.
A to je bilo u Himalajama.
And then Valmiki came.
A onda je došao Valmiki.
And Valmiki looked at this Ramayana, because remember Valmiki had written the Ramayana too.
I pogledao tu Ramayanu, ali i sjetite se da je Valmiki zapisao Ramayanu.
And Valmiki said, "Wow, this is a better Ramayana than mine."
Ovo je bolja Ramayana od moje.
And Hanuman, out of great humility,
i svoje velike poniznosti,
he broke all the stones.
Je, on je uništio sve to
kamenje. So therefore, the word Hanuman can also
zato,
mean
riječ Hanuman može isto tako značiti
which
Hanu
means
mana,
without pride.
Što znači bez ponosa.
Think about it.
Razmislite
you know
o
Hindi,
tome.
We'll understand what I'm talking about.
Oni koji znaju
Hanuman,
Hindi će znati čemu govorim.
Mean, like mana
Hanuman
means false pride.
Mana znači
what do we
lažni
say?
Ponos.
Amanina, manadena,
kirtanina,
Sada Hari. Then one could chant the holy names of the Lord always if one is without false pride, ready to give respect to others.
So mana, that's mana, pride.
So that's another reason Hanuman is called
Hanuman. Something new, isn't it?
Remember that.
Hanuman
is called Hanuman because he means without false pride.
Hanuman se zove Hanuman, zato jer to znači one koji je lišen lažnog ponosa.
I see some people from India, so they'll understand this.
Ljudi
okay.
Iz Indije
that's,
to mogu
that's it
shvatiti.
For the Hanuman stories and now
dakle,
we'll get on to the rest of the Ramayana.
Iz, o Hanumanu i sada ćemo preći na ostatak
so what
Ramayane.
I wanted, actually the next part is a play also so listen very carefully.
Sljedeći dio je isto tako predstava pa slušajte pažljivo.
Very, very nice. This is the story of the austerities of
ovo,
Ravana.
Ovo je priča o Ravaninim strogostima.
Kumbhakarna.
O Kumbhakarninim strogostima.
Surpanaka.
Surpanakinim strogostima.
And Vibhishan.
I strogostima Vibhishane.
These are brothers and sisters.
To su braća i sestre.
Ravana. Kumbhakarna,
Ravana, Kumbhakarna,
Vibhishan,
Vibhishan Supanaka.
Okay. So everybody knows who Ravana is, right?
Svi znate tko je Ravana, zar ne?
Ravana had 10 heads. He's called
Ravana
Dasagriva.
Ravana imao 10 glava i zato se zvao Dasagriva.
Kumbhakarna was so big that before he engaged in austerities,
prije vršenja strogosti,
he would eat elephants for breakfast.
Da jeo bi slonove za doručak.
He could eat whole planets.
Mogao bi pojesti čitave planete.
And the whole universe.
I čitav svemir.
Was an anxiety because they were afraid he was going to eat all the food in the universe. There wasn't going to be any prasadam left for anyone else.
Se bojao da će on pojesti svu hranu u svemiru i da više za nikog drugog neće ostati prasadam.
And Vibhishan was the pious brother.
A Vibhishan je bio pobožni brat.
Of the other ones.
Ostali.
Okay. So listen carefully. We're going to do this as a play.
Pažljivo slušajte i napravit ćemo od toga predstavu.
So Kumbhakarna had fires all around him for 10,000 years.
10,000 godina bio okružen vatrom.
He was meditating in the Himalayas.
Je u Himalajama.
Vibhishan stood for 5,000 years on one leg.
5,000 godina stajao na jednoj nozi.
And 5,000 years on the other leg.
5,000 godina na drugoj.
Ravana, he ate no food for 10,000 years.
10,000 godina ništa jeo.
And each of those 1,000 years,
he would offer one head in sacrifice.
And at the end of that period of time, Lord Brahma
came. Došao je gospodin Ravana.
Okay, that was the austerities, and we're going to see them in a second.
Njihove strogosti i vidjet ćemo ih,
we're going to see Ravana,
Kumbhakarna,
and Vibhishan.
I Vibhishana.
Okay? And then, after the austerities,
I nakon, tih strogosti,
first of all, Lord Brahma came
gospodin
and went
Rama
to Ravana.
Došao i otišao je Ravani.
And Ravana asked,
i Ravana upitao,
I want the benediction of immortality.
Želim blagoslov besmrtnosti.
And Lord Brahma said, I cannot give that
Rama
benediction.
Rekao,
I cannot
ja
give eternal life.
Te blagoslov, ne mogu ti dati vječni život.
And then Ravana said, well,
Ravana
then instead
rekao,
I want to become immortal and not
toga,
be killed by demigods,
da me, ne mogu ubiti, niti or Gandharvas, niti Gandharve,
or any higher living
niti
entity.
Bilo koje, drugo, više živo biće.
I'm not worried about humans.
Ne,
I'm not worried
ljudska
about
bića.
Animals because they
ne
can't touch me.
Životinje, zato jer me oni mi ne mogu ništa.
And then, the whole universe was worried about Kumbhakarna.
I svemir je bio zabrinut zbog Kumbhakarne.
Because Kumbhakarna could eat so much, there would be nothing left
jesti
for anybody else in the whole universe.
Nitko drugi ne bi imao šta da jede.
So they prayed to Lord Brahma,
pa su se molili gospodinu Brahmi, molimo te,
do not give him any benedictions.
Nemoj mu davati nikakve blagoslove.
Please.
Molimo te.
There won't be any food left for the rest of us.
Za sve nas više neće biti hrane.
So Lord Brahma immediately thought, meditated on the goddess of learning, Saraswati. She appeared.
Učenja Saraswati, i ona se
and
pojavila,
he said to Saraswati, please,
molim te,
make your residence on the tongue of Kumbhakarna or in his brain and make him say
neka,
the wrong thing.
Neka prebivaj u zubima i u mozgu Kumbhakarne pa da kaže krivu stvar.
Because Kumbhakarna was going to ask for the throne of Indra.
Želio tražiti Indrino prijestolje.
That is called Indra Asana.
To se zove Indra Asana.
Like this is an asana.
Dakle, ovo je asana.
Asana.
Vyasa
you understand?
Asana.
This is the seat of Vyasadeva.
Dakle, ovo je Vyasadevino
sjedište. So the person who's giving Bhagavatam
znači, osoba koja daje lekciju iz Bhagavatama,
or Vyasasana,
ona
as we
sjedi
say
na Vyasasani, odnosno Vyasasani.
And the deities sit on what?
Božanstvo sjede na?
Does anyone know?
Na čemu? Da li netko zna?
What? Yeah. Singasana. What does
na
that singasani mean?
Na Singasani. Što to znači?
Yeah, that means
znači,
lion,
to je
asana
sa,
lion seat. Did you know that? Some devotees say Sringasana, it's Singasana.
Bhakti kaže Sringasana, ali u stvari treba se reći
Singasana,
znači sjedište, lavlje sjedište.
Like the post that you mentioned before. That's very good. Very few people know that.
Jako malo ljudi to zna.
So Kumbhakarna was going to ask for Indrasana. And so the goddess of learning Saraswati confused him. And instead of asking for Indrasana, he asked for, you mispronounced the words, Nidra Asana. What does Nidra mean? So he asked for a bed. Basically. Nidra Asana, and Lord Brahma said, all right, just sleep.
Samo spavaj.
You can sleep forever, it doesn't matter.
spavati zauvijek, ako želiš.
And then Ravana,
I Ravana,
he came up and he said, how can you do this,
rekao,
my lord,
kako si mogao to učiniti, moj gospodine?
Please,
tako se obratio,
give him some concession, and then Lord Brahma said, he can wake up every six months.
Gospodin Brahma je rekao, u redu, može se buditi svakih šest mjeseci i onda se ponovno, onda ponovno se vratiti
okay,
na spavanje.
That was Kumbhakarna, and finally,
konačno,
there was Vibhishan.
Tu je bio i Vibhishan.
And Vibhishan, after performing his austerities, they said he stood on one foot for 5,000 years, the other foot for 5,000 years.
Lord Brahma said, what do you want? Na drugoj nozi. I gospodin Brahma ga pitao, a što ti želiš?
And Vibhishan said,
a Vibhishan je rekao,
please,
molim te,
let my mind always think of Dharma. Let my mind always think of virtue. Let my mind never think of anything else other than the Supreme Lord and the Supreme Lord's service.
Ništa drugo osim na svevišnjeg gospodina i na njegovu službu.
And then Lord Brahma said, yes, you have that benediction.
A gospodin Brahma rekao, u redu, možeš
imati te blagoslov. In addition, he said,
ustoji i rekao,
I'm giving you the benediction of eternal life.
Dajem ti blagoslov vječnog života.
Now, how can Lord Brahma give
kako
a benediction of eternal
Brahma
life? Because when Lord Brahma is acting as a spiritual master,
Brahma,
as a pure devotee, not just in his managerial capacity,
on nema samo
he can
actually
bless someone with pure
on
devotional
može nekog blagosloviti čistim predanim služenjem.
Because Lord Brahma is the original preceptor
Brahma
in our disciplic
izvorni,
succession.
On je izvorni, izvorno podrijetlo
so
našeg učeničkog naslijeđa. Dakle,
okay.
To je priča Vibhishan.
So now we're going to do this play.
A sada ćemo izvesti
I want
ovu
Ravana,
predstavu. Trebamo Ravanu,
Kumbhakarna,
Vibhishanu,
and Lord Brahma.
I gospodina Brahmu.
You want to be Kumbhakarna? Yeah. Okay. That's called typecasting. You know what typecasting means? You pick someone who looks like it, so.
Dakle, jako mu sličiš.
Okay, get up here. Okay, Ravana. You want to be Ravana? Okay, Ravan. So we got Ravana, Kumbhakarna, and who wants to be pious, Vibhishan?
Ko želi biti pobožni, Vibhishan?
Who? Okay, you be Vibhishan. That's good. You're getting all this on video? It's interesting.
Hoćemo li snimiti ovo? Hoće biti jako zanimljivo.
So I'm going to describe the austerities. You don't have to say anything
strogosti, ne
right
ništa.
Now.
Trenutno, za sad ne može, ne
oh, Brahma.
Ništa
who's
going to
be Lord Brahma?
Tko će biti gospodin Brahma?
Who has four heads?
Tko ima četiri glave?
Okay. Okay. So we're going to go through the austerities one by one.
Dakle, jedan po jedan ćete izvesti strogosti.
Ravana.
Ravana.
You have 10 heads.
Ti imaš 10 glava.
Imagine the 10 heads.
Zamisli da imaš 10 glava.
And for 10,000 years.
10,000 godina.
10,000 years you're executing austerities and each 1,000 years
vršiš
you're cutting off one head.
1,000 godina odrežeš jednu glavu i nudiš je.
Okay, everybody watch.
Svi
I'm going to narrate.
Gledajte svi, ja ću pričati. I'm hungry.
You still got 8 more.
Još ima 8.
Anybody counting the heads or so when he gets to 9 then he gets
kad
stuck
do devet,
after the 9th one okay stop and then the Brahma
I onda
comes
Brahma.
And says stop
sustani
what benediction do you want
koji blagoslov želiš how many wishes do I have Three. Only, samo jedno. Then, no demigods
no,
could kill me.
No, he asked for immortality first.
Ne pritražiš besmrtnost. I want to be immortal. Yeah, ja sam smrtan. Kako mogu tebi dati besmrtnost? Why was I starving here? So that no demigods or Gandhara can kill me. Is this okay? Yeah.
Okay, Ravana ki jai. Okay, just sit there, Ravana. Listen. Okay, next is Kumbhakarna.
Zatim dolazi Kumbhakarna.
Kumbhakarna, remember, was eating so much there wasn't going to be enough food left for anybody in the whole universe.
Da u cijelom svemiru bi krepost.
Benediction.
I daješ mu taj blagoslov.
And you give him eternal life.
I daješ
mu vječan
život svjesnosti Krišne. Daj im ti blagoslov vječnog života u svjesnosti Krišne.
Hari Bol! Very nice. It's very nice. So, just one point about this story that what I remember in my own Krishna consciousness. All right, you can sit down.
Можете сесть.
Three brothers. Brata Shri. So, what I remember in my own Krishna consciousness is very important. I am very inspired by the story of Vibhishan. Personally, when I chant and when I pray to Krishna, I ask for the same benediction that Vibhishan has. We should all ask for that benediction.
Because normally,
our minds are wandering and we think of things that are not dharmic or not pious, isn't it? I mean, does anybody here, anyone in this room, never think of anything bad? Raise your hand if you never think of anything bad.
Koji nikad ne misli na nešto loše. Dignite ruku ako postoji takva osoba.
So, we all think of bad things from time to time. The mind wanders. Chanchala hi manaha krishna pramati balabhadrudam. Tajaham nigraham manye vayori vashadushkaram. The mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate like the wind. So we should be praying to Krishna.
I zato se trebamo moliti Krishna.
Bajahure mana shinanda nandana. Isn't it? My dear mind,
dragi moj ume,
please fix yourself on the lotus feet. Abaya charanara vindare. Please fix your feet, your mind, on the lotus feet of Sri Nandanandana, that is Krishna.
Stopala,
and in this way you become free from what?
I na taj način se oslobodi straha.
Abaya charanara vindare. And actually that is the name of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Abaya charanara vindare,
which means he has become free from fear by fixing his mind on the lotus feet
da je postao
oslobođen
od straha time
so we should pray like
Vibhishan.
Everybody understands that point?
Jesu li svi shvatili ovo?
I always do. Please, let my mind never think of anything that is not pleasing to Krishna.
Okay.
That's the lesson from that. So let's go on.
We
have a little bit of stories here before we go to the next play. And this story is very interesting. We can't do a play on this one because this pastime I'm going to tell right now has prostitutes in it.
So
we don't want to do that play. But it's a very interesting play. A very interesting story. So what happened is before Lord Ramchandra appeared, his father's name was what? Does anyone remember? Dasarath. What does Dasarath mean? Ten directions at once. Ten chariots or ten directions at once. So his father's name was Dasarath. But Dasarath had how many wives? Three wives. What were their names? Kaikeyi, Kaisalya and Sumitra. And Dasarath had a problem. What was his problem?
A koji je to bio problem?
He couldn't get a son.
Nije mogao.
Did you know that Dasarath had a daughter?
Znate li da je Dasarath imao kćerku?
What was her name?
Kako se zvala?
Shanti, really?
Shanti?
You knew that. That's good. Her name was Shanti, and but he gave her away to another king whose
Ali
name was
drugom kralju, koji se zvao?
Romapad.
Romapad.
Romapad means the king with the hairy feet. So that king had very hairy feet. Each and every name in Sanskrit means something. Like we say, Romanchakampa Srutaranga Bhaja. What does that mean?
It
means the hair is standing on end. We're talking about the spiritual master in the morning when he hears the kirtan, Mahaprabhu kirtan and Mrichagita Vaditramadhyan Manasodhasena Romanchakampa Srutaranga. That means the hair is standing on end. So Roma pad means, pad means feet, Roma means hair.
So
it means hair on the feet. Or hairy feet. Anyway, just to let you know what it means. So, Shanti was given away. But Dasarath was in a lot of anxiety. Because in spite of three wives, he didn't have any son. So he went to his guru. His guru's name was what? We're
going to
be interactive. What was Dasarath's guru's name? Vishishta Muni. And he said, my dear
Gurudev,
what should I do? And Gurudev said, we should perform
trebaš
Ashwamedha sacrifice.
Napraviti Ashwamedha
žrtvovanje. So they began to prepare for the Ashwamedha sacrifice.
Spremali su se za Ashwamedha žrtvovanje.
And as they were preparing for the Ashwamedha sacrifice, Sumantra, who is the prime minister of the king, he said to the king, we should be performing a Putra Kamesti sacrifice instead. That means how to get a Putra.
A to znači kako dobiti putru ili sina.
Because the Ashwamedha is not the proper sacrifice.
Ashwamedha nije pravilno žrtvovanje za tako nešto.
This, Sumantra knew this.
I Sumantra je to znao.
Because he had been told that by Sanat Kumar many thousands of years ago.
Jer mu je to rekao Sanat Kumar mnogo davno prije.
And King Dasarath said, okay, how do we do this sacrifice?
Kako ćemo izvesti ovo
žrtvovanje? And he asked for instruction.
I tražio
je uput. And he was told that the only way to do this sacrifice is you have to have someone do it, perform it, who had never seen a lady his whole life.
That
means he couldn't even have seen his mother.
That's
pretty hard,
isn't it? How
do you not see your mother?
And
then it was explained that there was one rishi, his name was what? Does anyone know the name? Rishi Shringa. That means the rishi with the horn,
the deer horn.
And this rishi was the only one who could perform the sacrifice. And this rishi was married in Romapad's kingdom with Shanti, who was previously Dasarath's daughter. Got it? And this rishi Shringa, such an interesting story, was brought to Romapad's kingdom in the following way. What happened is that Romapad at one time offended the Brahmanas. And therefore the rain stopped in his kingdom. And it was told that the only way you can get rain again in your kingdom is to bring Rishi Shringa to your kingdom. Get him married to your daughter. But Rishi Shringa was a very unusual person, and he had a very unusual father. His father, I'll tell you the story. His father was actually a sage who was meditating in the forest. His father was the mental son of Lord Brahma. And he was meditating in the forest.
And
he was so determined in his meditation, he even got rid of all the female animals in the forest. He told them all to leave.
So there were no, životinje,
anyway, no female animals allowed
sve
in the forest.
Životinje koje su bile ženke u toj so, šumi, rekao je da moraju otići jer nije želio imati ženke.
The demigods got very upset.
Polubogovi su se jako uznemirili, misleći
that this sage was going to take over their position. We find that with Indra many times. He becomes an anxiety when people do austerities.
Indra se često uznemiri ako so, ljudi rade strogosti.
They sent
I zato su poslali
this beautiful girl down.
Prekrasnu djevojku.
And she said to him, I love you.
Volim te.
I don't know what people say.
Ne znam što ljudi već kažu, ja sam sanjasi.
So this part I can't do that well.
Ne mogu dobro.
She said, I love you and I want to have a child by you.
I rekla mu, volim te, želim s tobom imati dijete. A on je rekao, ne, ja sam svetac, nema govora o tome.
She said, yes. And then he said, well, all right, take some of this vital fluid from me. And she said, I don't want it that way. I wanted to make you fall down. And then she gave it to a deer.
And this deer
had a baby. And the baby had a horn on his head. And that was Rishi Shringa, the sage with the horn on his head. So the father brought him up very, very nicely. He didn't tell this Rishi Shringa about ladies. He didn't tell him anything about life, just like chanting mantras, being a brahmana. He thought in this way he would protect his son from illusion. So what happened is that Romapad, getting back to the story, Romapad wanted to bring Rishi Shringa to his kingdom. So they were trying to figure out how to do it without getting the sage to curse them.
So
some prostitutes volunteered. We'll bring him here. As long as you give us a lot of money and a lot of facility, there's no problem. We can bring him here. So what they did with the money is they made a floating island on the river. And this island had beautiful trees and vegetables and all sorts of wonderful things. And they made it like a ashram, a hermitage. And this floating island floated down to where Rishi Shringa was. It floated down And finally, the girls who were dressed like brahmanas waited until Rishi Sringa's father was not there. And they walked into Rishi Sringa's ashram.
I ušli su u njegov ashram.
And the head one said, "Hi."
A prva je rekla, "Hey, Bog."
"I'm a Brahmin."
Ja sam Brahmin.
Of course, in a high voice.
Naravno,
"Hi."
Visokim tonom
glasa.
"I'm
a Brahmin."
"Hey, ja sam Brahmana."
She said. And he didn't know it was a woman.
On nije znao da
and he
žena.
Said, "Please
rekao,
accept my obeisances."
Molite,
"All glories to Prabhupada."
Sva slava Prabhupadi.
I didn't say that. Naravno, he said, "Please accept my obeisances." And she said, "In my country, we offer obeisances a different way."
Odande gdje ja dolazim, mi odajemo poštovanje na drugi način. I onda mu odajemo poštovanje grleći ga i
ljubeći ga. On
je rekao, "Ovo je lijep način odavanja poštovanja."
"You're the most beautiful Brahmin I've ever seen."
"I ti si najljepši Brahmana kojeg sam ikad vidio."
"What country do you come from?"
"Iz koje zemlje si ti?"
And she said, "In my country, Brahmanas look like this."
"U mojoj zemlji Brahmana ovako izgleda."
So he didn't He didn't know it was a lady.
On nije znao da je ona žena.
Because his father never told him about ladies before.
Jer otac mu nikad nije govorio o ženama.
And then she saw that the Rishi Sringa's father was coming and she went away.
Rishi Sringin otac,
and Rishi Sringa at that
otišli.
Time was just like completely bewildered.
Oh. Rishi Sringa to onda bio potpuno zbunjen.
He was in lust.
Bio je u požudi.
And his father came back and said, "What's wrong with you?" And he said, "I've met these wonderful brahmanas.
Divne brahmane.
And they don't offer obeisances like
oni
we do,
ne
odaju
Dad. Poštovanje kao mi."
And his father could understand what
otac
had happened. He said, "If that
zbiva, rekao,
lady comes back here,
ako
we're going to kill her."
Vrati, ubit ćemo je.
So they waited.
Čekali su.
And then Rishi Sringa's father went out again.
Rishi Sringa otac je ponovno otišao.
And the lady said, "Come with us in our ashram.
Dođi s nama,
come see our ashram. We have so many nice foods here." So she gave him like food
hrane,
cooked in,
in
ghee.
Hranu koja bila kuhana u ghee.
Pizza and lasagna.
Pizzu i lasagne.
Ice cream and everything like that. Not really.
I sve u tom stilu.
They didn't
naravno,
have that
ne, menu. Nisu to onda
but
imali,
nice food. He had never tasted food like that in the forest. And he thought, these brahmanas, they are so wonderful.
Ovi brahmane su tako predivni.
And so he got on their floating island and floated all the way back to Ramapad's kingdom. And as soon as he floated back, there was rain in the kingdom.
U kraljestvu je počela padati kiša.
But Rishi Sringa's father was so angry when he found out what had happened. He was ready to kill
Ramapad
and ready to ruin the kingdom. And as he was marching to Ramapad's capital to find his son,
he
was told, "All this land belongs to your son." So then when he heard that, he became appeased.
Pripada tvojem sinu.
Ramapad's
smirio
son-in-law actually inherited the whole kingdom after that. And so then he was very pleased, but he said, as soon as Shanta,
Shanti,
has a son, then Rishi Sringa comes back with me to the ashram. And so that Rishi Sringa was the one who performed the sacrifice for getting a child for Dasarath.
Okay,
so that's the story of Rishi Sringa. Very nice story.
Okay.
So after the sacrifice was performed,
što je žrtvovanje bilo izvršeno,
then the Yagya Purusha, that means the personality of the sacrifice, came forth with this kheer, with this condensed milk.
Sa svojim zgusnutim mlijekom.
This kheer was divided between Kaushalya and Kaikeyi, and each gave half to Sumitra. So Kaushalya gave birth to who? Does anyone know?
Sumitri.
Ram. Okay. Kaikeyi gave birth to who?
Kaikeyi je rodila koga?
Bart.
Bharatu.
All right. Sumitra gave birth
Sumitri
to who?
Sumitri je rodila koga?
Lakshman and who else? Satrugna.
Satrugna.
Okay. Very, very interesting
Lakshman.
Story.
Dakle, ovako zanimljiva priča.
And yesterday we told the story of Sita Swayamvar.
Išto smo ispričali priču o Sita Swayamvar.
We also enacted that.
To smo isto odglumili.
Okay. Let's see. Here's another play we're going to get to.
Ivošine predstave.
So, after some time, after
vremena,
Lord Rama defeated the demons
Rama demone,
and obtained the hand of
Sita Devi
and defended the sacrifice of Vishwamitra, Ram was banished to the forest.
Ramu su izgnali u šumu.
And we saw the story of that yesterday,
I to smo vidjeli
how he was banished to the forest. And while he was banished to the forest, his father, Dasarath, was experiencing so much grief upon the separation of Lord Ram that he died. And before his death,
I prije smrti,
he recounted a very interesting story
of
how he was cursed
priču,
when he was young to die in this way.
Proklet,
and this is the story we're going
to
see in a second.
I ovdje vidjet ćemo tu priču
that when Dasarath was young, he was practicing his shooting of arrows, the
on
martial
vježbao,
arts.
And one of the things that vištine, odnosno,
the
sluka,
archers practice
ono što,
is shooting an arrow at a target that you can't see.
Oni vježbaju na taj način da pucaju
strelu koju
ne mogu vidjeti.
Sound.
To čine,
like you hear a sound,
čine zvukom.
You focus the arrow,
pručuju zvuk, usmjeri strelu.
And then you hit your target.
I onda pogode, pogode svoju metu.
You aim the arrow and you hit your target. So Dasarath one
ako
night was practicing like that.
Metu možete pogoditi, možete pogoditi. I tako je Dasarath jedne večeri vježbao.
Heard a sound
kad je čuo
what
zvuk,
he thought was an animal drinking water
da neka
at the river.
Životinja pije vodu u rijeci.
So he aimed his arrow with that sound.
I
shot the arrow.
Strelu, u tom
and all of a sudden he heard the cry of a young Brahmin boy.
Onda je čuo plač mladog, mladog
you have
Brahmane.
Hit me. I am dying.
Ja umirem. Pogodio sam, ja umirem.
What have I done to deserve
this? Što sam učinio da to tako nešto zaslužim?
What about my parents?
Što s mojim roditeljima?
My blind parents who are
mojim
depending upon me.
Koji su ovisni o meni.
And so Dasarath rushed to the scene.
Dasarath je potrčao do tog mjesta.
And he pulled out the arrow and the boy
strelu,
died.
I dječak
and as he
umro.
Was dying, he explained
umrao,
to
Dasarath
that my parents were blind or depending upon me and they'll die without me. Please help them.
Molim
and so
te,
he died.
Tako
and Dasarath went and got
Dasarath
the parents, brought the parents to where the boy was.
Do,
and the parents got so upset with what Dasarath had done.
Uznemirili oni
me
što Dasarath činio, da su prokleli Dasarath.
The father cursed Dasarath to die in the same way being separated from his son.
Da umre na isti način, da bude odvojen od sina.
And then the parents left their bodies
i tako su roditelji
right
napustili svoje tijelo
so that's why
ispred Dasarath
had to suffer the separation from Lord Ram.
Zato je Dasarath morao patiti u odvojenosti od gospodina Rame.
Okay? And so we're going to do this play right
dakle,
now.
Izvršemo,
who wants to be Dasarath?
Tko želi biti Dasarath?
Dasarath? Who wants to be Dasarath? Hey, Narda. Can you be Dasarath? What? You want to be someone else? You want to be who? The father?
So it's be Totac.
What?
Ima mnogo glumaca koje žele glumiti.
So who wants to be Dasarath?
Ko želi biti Dasaratha?
Okay, come here, Dasarath. So we got Dasarath. Who wants to be the Brahmin boy?
Ko želi biti dječak Brahmana?
Brahmin boy, Brahmin boy. You want to be a Brahmin boy? Okay. We got a Brahmin boy.
Imamo dječaka Brahmana.
Who wants to be the older, blind Brahmin, Brahmin couple?
Stari slijepi par Brahmana.
Okay. You and Gandharva can do. Okay, so the story goes as follows. You're just sitting there.
Evo kako ide priča.
Waiting for your son to come back.
Čekate da se sin vrati.
And the Brahmin boy is taking water out of the river.
Uzima vodu iz rijeke.
Just make believe you have some sort of container you're filling it with. Just you're sitting down or kneeling
sjediš,
down the, near the river.
I onda sit down. Klečiš pokraj rijeke.
And Dasarath is hearing the noise
čuje neku buku.
Of the water being poured
kako,
into the container. And he thinks it's a deer or some other animal
srne,
that he can shoot.
Neka druga
so you
životinja.
Take your bow and arrow. Okay, very good.
Bili ste tako dobri.
That's very good. Actually, there's many... In the Ramayana story, there's many different curses that you know different people apparently have to suffer from. But we have to understand it's a pastime that Dasarath actually was experiencing the highest ecstasy.
Osjećao najvišu razinu ekstaze.
Vipralamba seva, separation from Lord Ram. You understand, it wasn't just that he was cursed.
Rame. Nije on bio samo
the curse is just an excuse
samo izgovor
for the pastime.
Za zabavu.
You know, there's even a story in the Puranas of why Lord Ram had to be separated from Sita Devi, because in a previous incarnation he cut the head of someone's wife off when they were a demon lady.
So anyway, these
stories of curses are just there as part of the dramatic emphasis in the story. But the real point is that Dasaratha is experiencing intense separation from Ram before he leaves his body. Oh Ram. And we should, Prabhupada said we should be chanting in that same mood. That is the mood, similar to the mood, of course, not as intense, that the gopis in Vrindavan experienced in relationship to Krishna when Krishna left Vrindavan. What is it? Jugayitam nimishena chakshusha pravashayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. That even a jugayitam nimishena means one like 11th of a second.
One
blink of the eye was intolerable for the gopis in separation from Krishna. The gopis, they were envious of the fish. Why were they envious of the fish? Because the fish had eyes that never blink.
Right?
They said, and they cursed who? Who did they curse for making eyes that blink? They cursed Lord Brahma. You have made eyes that blink. That's how much love the devotees have.
Toliko ljubav imaju bhakte prema Krishni.
I mean, if we think of our own lives, how often during the day do we forget about Krishna? Probably 90% of the day. And are we feeling ecstasy? Or separation? No, we're just thinking, time to eat.
Ne, mislimo samo, ne, vrijeme za da jedem.
Time to sleep.
Vrijeme da spavam.
Time to argue with my friends.
Vrijeme da se svađam s prijateljima.
Time for politics.
Vrijeme za politiku.
We don't feel this. And like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he said, if I was a devotee, I couldn't live. Feeling the separation from
Krishna.
So we have to develop that same mood. Prabhupada said, while we're chanting japa, we have to develop that intense feeling of separation from Krishna and from the spiritual master.
Okay?
This is what we need. We can learn from this particular pastime. From every pastime, there's a different lesson.
Svaka zabava nosi svoju pouku.
It's not that we just look at the pastime and think how nice, we should learn something to apply
I pomislimo
in our own lives.
Kako je to lijepo, već trebamo naučiti kako to
primijeniti like
u vlastitom životu i biti
poput
Dasaratha u odnosu s Krishna.
Okay. So now we're going to get to another play that's going to be very interesting.
Prijeći na jednu drugu predstavu koja će biti jako zanimljiva.
Let's read a little bit of pastime and then we'll go to the play.
Zabavi, so, preći na predstavu.
Lord Rama.
Gospodin Rama.
Went to the Dandakaranya forest.
I otišao u šumu Dandakaranya.
And there he killed some demons, Virata.
Tamo je ubio neke demone.
Went to see the Rishi Sarabanga.
I'm just getting to the next play.
And in that ashram, in Dandakaranya, many different interesting things happened, such as a crow. There was a crow that attacked Sita Devi and actually clawed at her breast and caused blood to come out. And that crow was the son of
Indra.
And that crow, when he did that, Lord Brahma picked up a piece of grass and empowered it like a Brahmastra to kill the crow. The crow came and surrendered to Lord Rama. And Lord Rama just had that blade of grass take his eye out. So that was Indra's son, Jayanta. So Indra's son has one eye missing because of that. That's
just
pastime that occurred there. And then later on, Lord Rama got the quivers and weapons from Agastya Muni. And finally, he entered into Panchavati. Panchavati was the place from which Sita Devi was kidnapped. So when he entered into Panchavati, the first thing he saw when he entered into that area was what or who? Does anyone know? What? Jatayu. You know the pastime very well. That's good.
Jatayu.
And Jatayu, first he thought that Jatayu was some demon or rakshasa, at least Lakshman thought like that. And Jatayu explained that he was the old friend of Dasaratha. And he would protect the ashram and protect
Sita Devi. I zaštititi Sita Devi.
Okay. Then they entered into the ashram and Lakshman constructed a very, very nice house in Panchavati. And shortly thereafter, now we're getting to the play, and this is going to be a very interesting play. Shortly thereafter, there was one Rakshasini. Her name was Surpanaka. That means one who has long nails. Naka. You understand? Surpanaka, like long... like claws.
Kao kanje.
That's what it literally means
to
in Sanskrit.
Znači u Sanskrit.
Like a cat or
kao
yeah,
mačke,
like a cat's claws or a lion's claws. That's what her nails look like.
Lavlje
so she was
panje.
Quite pretty.
Bila je prilično lijepa. Možete
not
zamisliti
really.
Koliko je bila lijepa.
Anyway, so she was she was flying through the air.
Letjela je zrakom.
And she was looking, she smelled the smell of human beings.
Osjetila je miris ljudskih bića.
And just like if you smell like pizza or something like that.
Pomirišete the pizza ili tako nešto.
Something smells good. Here.
Nešto fino miriše.
And she looked down.
Pogledala je dolje.
Said, "Oh, dinner."
No, večera.
And then she saw.
A onda je vidjela.
Ram.
Ramu.
And she said, "Ooh."
Rekla je, "Ooh."
Better to love
bolje,
him than
bolje,
to eat him.
Bolje ga voliti nego ga pojesti.
And so she immediately changed her form because Rakshasinis and Rakshasas can change their form.
Jer Rakshasini i Rakshase mogu promijeniti oblik. I
and she came before Lord Ram.
I došla pred gospodina Ramu.
And she said,
I rekla,
"Hi there."
Hey, ti.
You know,
znate,
anyway.
Već kako
the lady will have to do this. I'm not.
Žena će morati odglumiti ovo.
But she said, you know,
ja
"Hi there, Lord Ram." She didn't know Lord Ram.
Kao, hey, ti.
Who are you?
Ko si ti?
I'm Surpanaka, and my brothers are Karandushan.
A moj brat je
and I'm
Karandushan.
Related with Ravana.
I povezana sam s Ravanom. Dolazim iz jako dobre
What's
obitelji.
Your family like?
Kako je tvoja obitelj?
And he said,
rekao,
"I'm the son of Dasarath."
Ja sam Dasharathin sin.
And I'm presently exiled here.
I sad sam u izgnanstvu trenutno ovdje.
Panchavati.
U Panchavatiju.
And she said,
a ona rekla,
"But I love you."
Ali ja te volim.
And he said,
a on je rekao,
"But I have a wife."
Ali ja imam ženu.
You know, the Sita Devi.
Sita Devi.
And... it wouldn't work out.
To ne bi funkcioniralo.
It wouldn't work out. But I have a brother.
Ali imam brata.
And he's just as handsome as me.
On je isto tako zgodan kao ja.
And his wife's not here.
A njegova žena nije ovdje.
There's no problem.
Nema problema.
And then, it's an amazing story. And then she said, "Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good
rekla,
idea."
Da, to zvuči dobro.
And she went to the Lakshman and said,
"Ja ti
Lakshman."
Do Lakshmana I rekla, "Lakshman,
let us roam the Dandaka forest.
Ajde da šećemo šumom zajedno.
We can fly through the air.
Možemo letiti
and have so much enjoyment.
Možemo toliko
just
uživati.
You and I.
Samo ti i ja.
Oh, please.
O, molim te."
And he said,
on je rekao,
"There's a problem, my dear
postoji problem,
beautiful lady,
moja draga preljepa žena.
That I'm simply a servant.
Ja sam jednostavno sluga.
And you would not be satisfied
in
being married.
Bila
to a servant.
Da budeš udana sa slugom.
You should be married to the master.
Trebaš se ženiti gospodarem.
And I'm sure if you go to Lord Ram again,
siguran sam da ako ponovno odeš gospodinu Rami, da će on zaboraviti
that ugly looking wife that he has,
tu ružnu ženu koju
with
on ima,
a sunken belly.
Sa
because
usahlim trbu.
I'll explain.
Objasnit ću.
Surpanaka had a big belly.
Je imala velik trbuh.
Like yesterday I was walking, I saw some men in bathing suits.
Vidio neke muškarce u kupaćim kostimima.
You understand? They're walking around proudly.
Onako hodali su ponosno.
But their bellies were this
big. Ali njihovi trbusi su bili ovako veliki.
That's called a beer belly, right?
To se zove medvjeđi trbuh ili tako nešto.
They drink beer?
A ne, trbuh od pivski trbuh. Pivski trbuh. I Surpanaka.
And a stomach like that.
Je imala takav trbuh.
And it's actually considered in Sanskrit there's this word sumadhyama. Does anyone know what that means?
It
means one with a thin waist.
Onaj tankog struka.
Like a husband wants to praise his wife, he says sumadhyama.
Muž želi slaviti svoju ženu, onda kaže, o moja draga, tankog struka.
So anyway, Sita Devi had perfect features.
Sita Devi imala savršene
crte. So Lakshman was joking like that.
Ali Lakshman se tako šalio na taj način. Jer ona so, demonica nije imala.
But she didn't understand it was
ali
a
ona
joke.
Nije shvatila da se radi o šali.
And so Surpanaka went back to Ram
se vratila Rami i rekla,
Ram,
o Ram.
Ram. And he said, well, I have this wife.
Ali ja sam oženjen.
And she said, I'll kill her.
Ma ubiću je.
And she got ready and her teeth
ispred,
came out at that
izašli
point.
Su je zubi u tom trenutku.
You know, like, you know, people have, you know, fangs.
Ko očnice.
And Lord Ram said to Lakshman, come here immediately.
Lakshmanu, odmah dođi ovdje.
Do not joke with ladies anymore. This is not going to work.
To nije dobro.
And so Lakshman took his sword.
Lakshman je uzeo svoj mač.
Sliced off her nose.
Odrezao njezin nos.
Sliced off part of her ears and other parts of the body I'm not going to mention right now.
Ušiju i ostale dijelove tijela koje sada neću spominjati.
And then she ran away.
I onda ona pobjegla.
Back to her brothers.
Vratila se svoj braći.
So what we're going to see right now is that interaction.
Sada ćemo vidjeti taj susret.
Who wants to?
Ko, tko želi?
This will be the lesson we do today. This
ovo će
is very
biti
funny.
Zadnja danas.
Who wants to be Surpanaka?
Tko želi biti Surpanaka?
And, okay, that's good. I didn't think we'd get any of the ladies to volunteer to be Surpanaka.
Jedna žena htjeti biti Surpanaka.
So who? What lady wants to be Sita Devi?
Tko želi biti Sita Devi?
Sita. Hey, Varshi Nardi, you want to be Sita? No, I'm just joking. What? Krishna Jeevan, you want to be Sita? Okay. Sita, we have Sita. Okay, we need Ram and Lakshman.
Treba nam Ram i Lakshman.
Where's Ram? Okay, Ram. Where's Lakshman? Younger brother. Lakshman, no Lakshmans. Giridhar, you want to be Lakshman? No. Come on, volunteers. We have to be.
Dobrovolci.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is very interesting. So I'll do the narration on this.
Kolibu za njih.
And you just finished constructing the cottage.
Evo baš završio.
And.
Neko što se sredili nos.
Got it. Her nose cut off.
She went to
Kar, that is the brother.
Otišla je do svog brata.
Of Surpanaka, another brother of Surpanaka, and he sent.
A on je poslao
14 giants. Big giants.
Divova, ogromnih
to kill
divova,
Ram and Lakshman.
Da ubiju Ramu i Lakshmanu.
But Lord Rama.
Ali gospodin Rama.
With one arrow, killed all 14.
About
14 giants.
Svih njih 14.
Then they sent 14,000 rakshasas to kill Ram and
Lakshman.
And Ram by himself
Ram I sam
fired his arrows in such a way that they became bewildered and practically killed each other.
Da su poslali tako zbunjeni da su pobijali jedni druge.
Then Kar and Dushan personally came to kill Ram and
Lakshman.
And they were killed.
I oni su bili ubijeni.
And so that's where the story starts that we're going to do tomorrow.
Tu počinje priča koju ćemo dramatizirati
sutra. Ravana,
o Ravani.
Being inspired to kidnap Sita Devi.
I kako je bio nadahnut da otme Sita Devi.
Kad je
čuo o smrti Kara
Dushana.
Kada je vidio kako je
Surpanaka,
njegova draga sestra.
And when he hears about the beauty of Sita Devi.
Što su njoj učinili kada je čuo o ljepoti Sita Devi.
Then he goes to, we'll tell the story tomorrow. But
sutra ćemo ispričati tu priču.
Marichu,
ali uglavnom odlazi
Marichi
do Marichija.
He gets him to be the golden deer, and that's what we're going to see tomorrow.
Okay,
any questions or comments? It's actually time to end.
Ima li nekih pitanja ili komentara? Prije sam govorio da se ne smijemo družiti s zavidnim osobama. A što ako mi sami imamo zavist u srcu? Kako da se mi družimo s drugima?
What should we do? The cure for envy...
Lijek za zavist...
is to glorify the person you're envious of.
Slavljenje osobe na koju smo zavidni.
It's the most difficult thing in the world to do,
basically. To je najteža stvar na svijetu koju možete učiniti.
To glorify them and serve them.
Slaviti i služiti tu osobu.
You find that's very effective.
Vidite da to je jako učinkovito.
If you feel envy towards someone, then take a piece of paper.
Uzmite komadić papira.
And write down their good qualities.
Zapišite njihove dobre odlike.
Before you criticize anyone, write down their good qualities.
Nekog, zapišite dobre odlike te osobe.
That's the cure.
To je lijek.
Amanina manadena. False pride. What's the opposite of false pride?
Što je suprotno od
Amanadena, offering respects to all others.
Odavanje poštovanja.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us this prescription.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nam daje taj lijek.
Very interesting. We should study the Shikshastika.
Trebamo proučavati Shikshastiku.
We should be without false pride.
Trebamo biti
and Manadena ready to give praise.
Spremni slaviti.
Or attention to others.
Slaviti drugi, drugima davati pažnju.
Respect to others. You understand?
Not
desiring respect, but giving respect to others.
Ne sami željeti poštovanje, već ga davati drugima.
Das osmi. We are servants.
Das osmi, like
Vaishnavas,
mi smo sluge.
Vaishnavas, when they greet each other, they should
kada
say, Das osmi. I am your servant.
Jedni druge, trebali bi se osloviti
the Mayavadis, when they greet each other, they say,
kada se Mayavadi
Om Namo
Narayan. Oni kažu, Om Namo Narayan.
I offer my obeisances to Narayan. You're Narayan. I'm Narayan.
Sve
we're all Narayan.
Narayan. Ti si Narayan. Ja sam Narayan. Svi smo mi Narayan.
And the ladies all say, I'm Lakshmi. You're Lakshmi.
A žene kažu, ja sam Lakshmi. Ti si Lakshmi.
So that's the way we deal with
dakle,
envy.
We should not,
it's a very important point because we say
ove
we should not associate with people who are envious,
s ljudima,
nor should we associate
zavidni,
with the envious mentality that we have in our own heart or in our own mind.
Mentalitetom koju nosimo u svojem srcu i u svojem umu.
As soon as we feel the least bit of envy towards anyone,
trašak zavisti prema nekome,
we should put positive thoughts there instead.
Trebali bismo im slati pozitivne misli.
It helps you. Hoćeš
pomoći drugoj osobi?
You gotta help yourself first.
Trebaš prvo pomoći sebi.
The other person, he has his own problems.
Ima vlastite probleme.
First we deal with our problems.
Najprije se trebamo nositi sa svojim problemima.
There's one saying that we've seen the enemy and the enemy is us. So your real enemies, what are your real enemies? Lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, fear. These are your anarthas. Your real enemy is, my real enemy is not you. Or you. My real enemy is my lust, anger, greed. That's keeping me from Krishna. A devotee has no enemies other than his
Bhakta
own
nema neprijatelja osim svojih vlastitih anarti.
The only reason we're not happy is
jedini
because
razlog
of
zašto
this.
Nismo sretni
not
je
because
zbog
of
ovoga,
that.
Ne zbog nečega
vani. Understand the difference?
Svađaš razliku?
No one can stop my Krishna
nitko
consciousness.
Ne može
no
zaustaviti
one can keep me from being happy.
Krishna. Nitko me ne može zaustaviti od toga da budem sretan. Ja to
I
mogu
can keep
učiniti.
Myself from being happy.
Ja sebe mogu zaustaviti. Ja
don't blame
sebe
anyone
mogu spriječiti da budem sretan.
Like sometimes we're preaching to Christians and they say the devil made
kad,
me do it.
Kako recimo kršćani kažu vrak me natjerao na to. Jesi li čuli
so
to?
The devil.
And we zašto say si to učinio? Ma bio to vrak. Ma mi isto kažemo Maja me prisilila.
Maya is so strong.
Maya je tako jaka.
Just like there was a story, I may have told it here before.
Možda
there was one king and he was asking
kralj,
the sage, why is Maya so strong?
Pito,
and the sage, instead of saying anything,
sveca,
went up to the pillar.
Zašto je Maya tako
and he was
jaka,
embracing
a svetac,
the pillar.
Da nešto kaže, došao je do stupa I zagrlio ga.
Let me go, let me go,
pusti
let
me,
me
pusti
go.
Pusti me, pusti me, pusti
like
me.
So... You understand? That's the point.
Dakle, stvari,
cure the disease in the heart
treba
first.
Izliječiti, bolest u srcu.
Okay. I think we have... Yes, one other question. Why is what?
Zašto se Upanaka završila ta,
why did she deserve such a bad punishment?
Takvu,
because...
kaznu.
Just a little bit envious.
Luda, so malo zavidna.
A little bit violent. She tried to kill Sita Devi.
Htjela je ubiti Sita Devi.
She wanted to kill Sita
htjela
Devi.
Ubiti,
yeah, they didn't just give it to her because she was in love. I mean, it's not
nije
that the Supreme
učinili.
Lord cuts the
samo
nose off of everyone
zaljubljena.
Who falls in love with him.
Nije da se višim gospodin
we'd all be walking around without noses.
Pa se neko zaljubi u njega I onda bismo svi hodali bez noseva.
Just like when Lord Ramchandra was in the Dandakaranya forest, the sages fell in love with him.
Sveti su se zaljubili.
Did you know that?
And he said,
don't even think of me like that. In your next life, you will take birth as what?
Na taj način, u sljedećem životu ćete se roditi kao gopi u Vrindavani i možete imati taj odnos, a nije im odrezao noseve.
But he cut Sirbhanaka's nose was cut off because she tried to kill
Sita Devi.
And that's allowed when someone attacks you,
ako nas netko napada,
sets fire, tries to kidnap your wife, tries to kill you, that's called an aggressor and you're allowed to defend yourself in that way.
To je agresor i dozvoljeno je da se takva osoba ubije.
Yeah, that's an aggressor that you could kill.
Dakle,
of course, nowadays,
mogu,
let the government
naravno,
take care of it.
U današnje vrijeme se vlada može pobrinuti za njih.
Nowadays, you know, people on usually they're not running around kidnapping
ljudi,
your wife.
Obično ne,
this is Kali Yuga. The ladies kidnap the men in Kali Yuga. It's a little bit different.
Ne otimaju tuđe žene, već žene otimaju muškarce. To je Kali Yuga.
Yeah, I mean, joking aside, that's what it says
Šala
in the Vedas.
To se kaže u Vedama da se te osobe
smatraju agresorima. Lord Ramchandra did the right thing. His wife,
znači,
gospodin
Ramchandra
je učinio
pravu stvar. Njegovu ženu, ona se spremila ubiti njegovu ženu.
Just like I mentioned before, the first demon Lord Ramchandra killed was Tataka.
Demon kojeg je,
and Tataka was a great murderer, a lady who had murdered so many sages and eaten so many sages before.
Tolike svece.
Okay, I think it's time then, right?
Mislim da vrijeme
it's time,
da stanemo.
Almost time for the next seminar. Okay, all glories to His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Ramchandra Bhagavan, Hanuman Ki Jai.